Visitor and Convention Center bureaus that have sent their people out, that they think that my farm is a wonderful example of an opportunity to expose people from other states to our game animals. I would like to see a moose farm, at least have moose to show to the tourists. About other states, I've heard that all this stuff about disease in other states and how game farming is failing in other states, and I think it's a bunch of bunk. I've been in the other states. I've traveled all over America delivering my reindeer. I just recently sold 30 reindeer into the state of Washington. I heard the reindeer were illegal to farm in Washington, and that's a lie. I know it's a lie because I've read the legislation, and I've been to Washington. It was just in December that I delivered those reindeer to four different ranchers, I believe, in Washington. I've delivered reindeer to Idaho, California, Colorado, Texas, Ohio, and Utah. Every one of those states, my delivery was done under the supervision of Alaska's state vet, the federal vet, and the state vets in the other states. Every one of those deliveries were with permits and were accepted, and the animals have all been proven to be completely free of any disease. I'm a member of the North American Deer Farmers Association and the Alternative Livestock Associations. These two associations are nationwide, and they deal with game farmers in all the states of America. In all those states, the citizens of the states are permitted to farm game. Why is it that in Alaska, we can't game farm? We can't game farm because our government won't let us, but it happens in the other states, and it happens healthy, and it happens disease-free. You know, in Alaska, our Department of Agriculture has certified that our state is free of bovine, swine, brucellosis, and TB. I don't believe there's ever been a case of TB in Alaska. For anybody to raise that as an issue simply doesn't know anything about TB in Alaska. It just simply doesn't exist here. I believe that whenever you allow a hunter to kill an animal for meat, you'll transfer that animal from public ownership to private ownership. Therefore, every hunting permit, every hunting license is a surplus of animals. You're allowing that private person to take it. Why is it that in our society it's legal to kill, to hunt, to shoot them in the stomach, in the leg, to slaughter them, to cut them up in the open tundra, to drag their meat through the over the land in a warm, sunny, rainy day and to come out with poor quality meat? Why is it illegal? Why is it a crime for me to nurture, to care for, to breed, and to train these wonderful animals? What is it that we're trying to do here? Why do we not allow our citizens and our animals to have a wonderful interrelationship whereby that would be beneficial to both? Certainly, it's not disease because our farmed animals are certified disease-free. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Well, with that lacking a quorum to be able to do anything, we will go ahead and adjourn the meeting for today. Thank you.
Where's our quorum?